I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
On this episode of Two Niner Rider, we're going to be handling something really controversial. Something that will shake the industry to its bone.
Boss Ironman ba to?
Bossita ba? Tapos na tayo. We are going to talk about scramblers. Are they really off-road bikes? Or is it just Japorms? Is it forma over performance? And I think this topic inspired me. I've never ridden a scrambler. I've always gone with real off-road bikes. So my argument, but over the weekend, Coach Buck took a whole bunch of Ducatistas on their scramblers off-roading. And I saw river crossing shots. And then Mackie, along with Jojo and Buck, did the FJ Mountain Cross Endurance Challenge on scramblers. And Mackie had the brilliant decision to pick the exact perfect tires for this bike. No? And then also before that, Buck, you rode in the Himalayas on the Scram. RE Scram. And then on top of that, we just saw the launch of, I think, an industry disrupting, an industry challenging.
Disruptor.
Bike, which is the Triumph 400 Scram 400. So, Japorms or performance? What do you guys think? Oh, Buck.
Oh, simulan ko na. Ano yung tanong? Ne, kasi kung ang tanong mo is capable ba ang scrambler na gamitin sa off-road? Capable. Pero, ang gray area kasi dyan, pag sinabi mong performance ba o Japorms, ikumpara mo naman sa mga modern na off-road bikes, magkaiba performance ng dalawa.
Katulad ng?
Tulad ng full-size na dirt bike.
Mm.
Full-size na enduro bike, magkaiba yun.
So, it's capable.
It's capable. Kasi yun naman talaga, di ba, ang essence kung bakit nga scramblers were born.
Okay, let's take another track. Napaka-politically correct yung sagot mo eh. Yung Himalayan trip mo,
would you... Umamit ka ng ano, di ba? Scram 411.
The RE.
Yeah.
Okay, the Royal Enfield Scram. Is that what it's called? 411?
Scram 411.
It had just released on that time, no?
Yes. Brand new pa yung binigay sa akin.
And how many days did you ride it?
7 yata. Di ko na
Seven in some really gnarly conditions. This is high altitude. Yeah. In the Himalayas. This is like the definition.
The Mecca.
Oh, of an adventure, a motorcycle adventure, right?
Oh.
Were you happy with it?
Oh, it's not too heavy, not too tall, capable sa off-road, tipid sa gas, masarap sa pet yung upuan. Siguro di ko ma-imagine kung dirt bike ang dala ko nun, sakit sa pet nun.
Mm-hmm.
7 days ko magra-ride.
Okay, so for long, mga multi-day, hardcore, not hardcore. That I would say you guys did fire roads. You did
fire roads.
Nothing too technical.
Gravel roads.
Gravel roads,
river crossings.
River crossings. The Scram is more than capable.
Oh,
but so is the PX na Vespa.
Yes.
It's ang dami ng ganun doon, di ba?
Skyback, ano, everything is an adventure bike.
Okay, if you had a choice with other bikes. Within that price range. Kasi ang hirap mga ano.
Nako, paano mo masasabing price range yun? Kasi yung nilabas nga nung Triumph ngayon, $299 lang.
Oh, pero at that time, if there was, are there any other bikes that could do, that you would have rather? I mean, okay, so, nagawa niya eh. Nagawa niya, pasado, you were happy. In that price range, is there a better bike for that trip?
For that trip? Siguro sa para sa akin, personal take ko dyan. Pwedeng yung ano, yung Himalayan, yung original na ano?
Yung RE Hima.
RE Hima.
Yeah, the Himalayan. Yeah.
Himalayan.
Himalayan.
Sabi nga ni Jimmy, it's not a Himalayan, it's Himalayan.
Himalayan. Okay, so that would have been a better bike for the trip. Yeah, it's named after the place,
yes.
Right? What were the drawbacks of the Scram in that adventure?
Yung Himalayan, mas mahaba kasi yung travel ng suspension. So, edi advantage mo yon sa mga technical na area. Although, yung 411, capable din naman siya. So,
how many inches are you sacrificing? Is it the difference between like a Pinoy and a German?
Parang ganun.
Okay. So, it's what, mga 2 inches?
Mga 3 siguro.
3 inches of travel. Malaking bagay yon.
Malaking bagay. 2 to 3. Pero, it's the performance.
It's not the length. It's the Indian. It's not the bow and arrow. Hindi siya yung pana. Ano yung drawbacks of the Scram?
Over the ano.
For that ride.
Ano, kung, kasi ano eh, iba-iba din naman yung size ng mga bikes. So, yung reach ng 411 medyo mas maigsi compared sa Himalayan. Diba? So, kung medyo nasa matangkad ka na area, nasa medyo 6-footer ka or sino yung basketballist ang nagte-trail?
Si Mick Pinisi.
Kung ikaw si Mick Pinisi,
maliit.
Ngalay ka dun sa 411, di ba? So dapat meron silang Himalayan XL. So,
ergonomics and height. Ano, kung if you're Gino Rufino, swak na swak yung ano.
Oh, medyo lalagyan natin extension yung bars.
Okay, how about you, Mackie? Doon sa FJ. You took the what is it? Ducati Scram
800 Scrambler.
800. Was that the right bike for FJ?
Oh naman, mali lang yung gulong ko. sige, explain ko na konti. Yung Scrambler, ano yan eh? Nasa kategorya ng mga custom bikes eh, 'di ba? Cafe Racer, tracker, bobber, chopper, scrambler.
Ah, hindi.
Ay, na, mali. Mag-away tayo. Scrambler, at its core, is not a custom bike.
Hindi, wait lang.
It was the original dual sport off-road motorcycle category. Hindi siya custom. Oh. Yung mga hipsters lang na, na Blondie.
Oh, yung mga hipster na mali ka dyan. Na tulad ko. Hindi, kasi nung inintroduce nga yan nung The Return of the Copy Racers, tsaka yung DGR na yan, nung sinasabi, oh, ito lang yung mga pwedeng sumali. Kasama yung scrambler dyan. So, ini syempre, sa mga hindi masyadong malalim mag-isip katulad ko, yung scrambler is para siyang ano?
Japorms.
Oo, Japorms bike. Diba? And it sells because of that. It's the main reason why it's introduced kasi you can use it both ways. Diba? For people,
AC/DC.
Oh, for people who wants to use it as a daily bike, and at the same time, gusto rin nila magkonting off-road, ito yung bike for you.
Kasi it's the OG dual sport bike. That's what the Scram
is. Oh, diba? So, I would say it's capable because it should scramble on dirt roads. Diba?
Scramble your nuts.
Scrambler your everything, your body.
Not only scramble your nuts, diba? But also cook them rin.
So, ako experience ko sa FJ, basically, ang scrambler is a naked bike na pinalitan mo yung gulong mo ng dual sport tires na high mount ang exhaust tapos may skid plate ka. Yun na yun.
So, very, very little tweaking?
Oo, konti lang. Naked bike na may konting adjustments. So, yun yung I would consider a scrambler. Diba? So, ang daming lumabas ng mga scrambler recently nung lumabas yung mga cafe racer. Kasi, sinakyan ng manufacturers eh. Nandiyan na yung XSR. Yung XSR, konting tweak na lang. Actually, may nilabas sa Europe. May scrambler heritage version na hindi dumating sa atin dito. Mabibili mo na siya na naka-high mount na. Tapos may skid plate.
So, at their core, the Royal Enfield Scram 411 and the Ducati Scrambler really had a bit of off-roading in mind when it was made. Like parang hindi siya pang street lang na mukhang kaya mag-off-road.
O, kasi sa Ducati, di ba, yung 800 engine, ang tatlong version yung lumabas niyan. Yung street version, yung tinatawag nilang Icon, tapos yung desert sled, di ba? May desert sled.
Yung yun, desert, mataas yun, di ba?
Yun ang considered na scrambler talaga. Yung desert sled. At saka yung, meron nilabas dati yung Urban Enduro. First version ng Ducati Scrambler.
What the hell is Urban Enduro?
First bike ni, ano, ni,
ano, nagbabangketa ka ba? Ano
first ba bike nila Urban Eco Enduro? Yun. Sila Eco, sila Direct Seed. Yan yung mga first scramblers nila. Kaya dyan nga nabuo yung Brap Pack eh. Kasi dahil yung lahat sila naka-scrambler.
Brat pack?
Brat pack.
Brat pack.
Kasi matagal na panahon na yun. 2016 yata.
Is an urban enduro basically a motard na mukhang luma?
Ewan ko, di pa ako nakakita nun eh.
Oo nga
eh.
Ah, basta.
Hindi ako Ducatista eh.
So, yun. Uso yung cross-platforming. Naglabas din sila nung Cafe Racer na scrambler.
Wait. What?
Cafe Racer.
A Cafe Racer.
Na based on the Ducati Scrambler.
Ah. Okay, okay.
So bolt-ons. Imagine mo na, naka-clip-ons.
Clip-ons.
Sub-sub. Pero same platform. Same engine, same frame.
Parang biglang umikot na eh.
Oh.
Okay.
Nag-360 na, parang human centipede.
Same question, Mackie, to Buck. That I asked Buck earlier. You did the FJ, and because you were sponsored by Ducati, you were part of the Access Plus team. Let's keep it in the Access Plus Ducati family, all right? Para hindi bastusan. It's not like you did one event one month and then you did a totally different bike brand in another month.
Hindi ako ganun.
Hindi tayo ganun. Was that the right bike for the FJ?
It
or would you have picked another bike in that family of bikes?
Gusto ko yung desert sled. Yung desert sled talaga. Although medyo matangkad siya for me. Pero kung yun yung bike ko, siguro mas nag ano, mas nag-enjoy ako.
First to arrive ka na nun.
Oo. Hindi, kasi ano eh, mas mataas yung ground clearance, tapos madaling gamitin sa fast trail. Kasi ang mali lang yung ginawa ko dun sa bike na pinairam sa akin, yung Icon 800. 120 yung harap. Hindi kasi nga, wala nang time. Tapos, I was choosing between the Scorpion Trail, yung Pirelli na Scorpion Trail. Kaya lang, ano eh. Nakabit na eh. Ito na yun eh, di ba?
Hey, it's Dan.
It's Ro.
Chino.
Emil.
And along with Rowan ASH, we are the Wrestling Podcast. We are the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast.
Each week, we talk about the latest happenings in pro wrestling. We give you takes from perspectives honed from years in the wrestling business and, syempre, as fans.
If you want someone to help process the feels about the different ganaps from WWE, AEW, NJPW, Impact, and more each week, you'll know what to do.
Tune in to the Wrestling Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the whole logic of having and if you look anyway, at all dapat, off-road bikes, dapat, the rear is fat, the front is thin.
Also fat.
So that you can get it, the correct. Front will guide you, correct, diba? Correct, so yung ginawa mo, mataba yung front tire mo. Mataba yung likod. Feeling ni Maki si Batman siya.
Parang gago. Tapos ang bigat niya sa corners. Pero okay naman, makapit naman yung bike. Makapit yung bike.
Ah, makapit ang hirap pa itulak yun.
Makapit yung tire. Pero that was a big mistake.
Oh, ikaw, Buck.
I should have sticked with the stock tires.
Ikaw, Buck. During the FJ event.
Sa kanya, 62.
Anong yung motor mo?
Ano ba tawag doon? Di ko alam yun eh.
Ducati Scrambler 62, which is the 400cc version.
Ah, naka 400. Ito, si Maki naka 800.
Oh. Ah, okay lang. Wala naman dinaan ng off-road eh.
Hindi, nag-modify sa kanya. Nilagyan niya ng skid. Kasi yung bike ni Buck, walang skid plate yon. Tapos ang baba nung fork. So, nag-modify sila ng konti. Ilang inch yun? Tinaas nyo. 2 inches.
Wait, so you used the Icon, which is more street talaga.
Mm.
And the one Buck used, was it for street talaga?
Yes.
And then you just did a few like 2 days worth of modifications, basically, right?
One day worth of mods.
And you were able to do this super hardcore. I mean, it was touted as an incredibly difficult, challenging off-road adventure.
Pinahirapan na namin.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Gulo naman mahirap.
And
parang hindi dapat yata ako yung tinatanong nyo rito eh.
Bakit?
Parang wala naman off-road dun eh.
Okay, so Buck, if you had a choice of another bike in that category also, would you have gone with another bike?
Hindi yata papayagan kasi Access Plus ano.
Oh, no, I mean,
pwede.
In the Access Plus family.
DX.
Rally MTS.
Yeah.
B4.
Yon. Kasi si Jerwin naka MTS eh.
Kayang-kaya.
Oo. Kayang-kaya.
Okay.
So, o kaya Jabel. Gagawa tayo ng cruiser scrambler.
Di dapat nahiya ka pa. Dapat nagpanigali.
Off-road panigali.
Bilib ako nun, puta. Ay, sorry.
Anong dala ni, ano, ni Jojo?
Same bike.
Pareho kami.
Pareho kayong
ano
motor.
Ano yung 62? 63?
Pareho. Hindi, kasi nga, di ba, Toti requested to have to bring in the scramblers to show that it's capable. And the result was...
Kayang-kaya.
Kaya. Tapos nanganak ng event. Which is yung nakita ng mga customers ng nila Renzo, na yung scrambler group, na uy, kaya pala yung bike. Ano din, aral din kami off-road. So, nag-enroll sila dun sa Enduro Adventure Philippines. Actually, Toti wanted na car agad. Pero sabi ni Mark, Wait lang. Ano muna kayo? Campwell muna tayo.
So, mini-message ako ni Toti. anong sinabi niya sa akin? Oh, Iba, when are we riding? Kulit! Iba, when are we riding? And then sabi, kumirit ako. Kumirit ako. Toti, I'm scared. I don't want to ride with you. Then sabi niya, hindi pare. Tingnan mo si Mark. Ano? When he started riding with me, ang bagal. Ngayon, kamote na kamote siya.
The cutie na.
So the Scram, you did an off-road training session over the weekend, Buck.
Yep.
How was it? I mean, you guys usually, your training usually are for real off-road bikes, right? I mean, dedicated off-road bikes.
Yes.
What, like KTMs and... Tenere's and, yes, and those kinds of bikes. This is the first time you guys trained on Ducati scramblers?
Yep. Actually, yung mga Ducati scrambler QC yata yun eh, Quezon City Group. Ano eh, karamihan sa kanila first timer talaga na mag-off-road. So, sabi namin, kailangan meron tayong parang introduction at saka tips and tricks.
Okay. So, I know a lot of scrambler owners. And yes, the perception, and actually based on me knowing these guys, is ano lang, pag coffee shop lang. And then bibili sila maraming accessories na yes, bling, farkles for the bike to make yes, it look beautiful. Not, I mean, walang basagan ng trip.
Oh.
Right? I think, you know, these bikes, they've customized it. They've made it their own. Now you're telling them to bring it up the mountain and throw it around in the mud. This bike that every night feeling ko nakaupo lang sila sa garahe, hinihilamos nila yung mga parts, di ba? May umiyak ba?
Teka. Correct kita. Sila ang may gustong pumunta doon.
Oh, actually, nung first meeting dun sa Katipunan, nagpa-meet di ba si Renzo with us. So, yung iba talagang ano, gusto talaga nila malinis yung scram nila, spotless.
Mm-mm. Tapos, yung feeling ko linggo-linggo nagpapa-car wash yun eh.
nagpalit pa ng street tires eh. Well, wala nga basagan ng trip. Yeah. Pero, na-encourage nila yung isa't isa na, oh guys, naka-scramblers tayo. So, tingin ko dapat gawa tayo ng extra adventure natin na off-road.
Oh. Okay.
Tapos, yun, sinet up yung training. O, training muna tayo, ganyan. Wala namang pilitan yun. Di ba?
Oo, walang pilitan. Yung gusto pero sumama, may umiyak ba?
Darating tayo dyan. So, meeting, maganda. Nag-ocular sila. Pag-ocular nila doon.
May nagsisi ba?
Nag-ocular nila doon. Tuwan-tuwa kasi tuyo eh. Papuntang Campbell, tuyo. Di ba? So, ano lang, siguro it's good for them that they're trying to live up to what their bikes can do.
Unlock the full potential of the Ducati Scrambler.
Ma-enjoy mo talaga yung bike. Kasi sayang. dadaling ka niya kahit saan mo gusto eh. Kung may tama kang skills. Pero hindi naman siya, may konting limitation.
Hmm.
Hindi siya kasing capable ng real adventure bikes. Baga, sobrang technical na yung mga terrain. May limitations yung bike. For example, yung ground clearance niya, hindi naman ganun kataas. Tapos, yung iba, masyado mababa yung handlebar.
Diba? Oo, nagpalit sila.
Kailangan magpalit.
Oh.
O kaysa magpalit, upgrade na! Desert X!
Anong experience nila, Buck? You were there, you taught them.
Paano mo masaya?
Nabagsak ba nila yung bike nila?
May mga nakabagsak.
Kasi if you go off-road, you have to be like, all right, I'm gonna drop the bike.
Oh, yung mindset.
Expected na yun.
Dapat yung mindset na.
Alam nila. Oh.
Umpisa
kasi
pa lang.
Kasi una-una, tinuturo nga yun kung paano ka bumagsak safely.
Mm-mm.
So, yun. So far, wala naman umiyak.
Will they do it again? Did they have fun?
Mukhang.
Wow.
Yung iba.
Ilan sila, Buck?
30.
Whoa. Is that the biggest class you've had?
Oh, so far.
Ang dami.
30?
Pagdating, actually, dyan mo rin masasala yung talagang gusto sa hindi nagustuhan eh. May ganun eh. Meron din, mapapansin mo naman eh. Kasi after ng ride, yung iba diretso uwi. Yung iba tumambay pa ulit para makipagkwentuhan, anong nangyari, ganyan. Pero I can see that some of them are really nag-enjoy or...
Hindi, karamihan naman tumambay pa. Kasi may mga kanya-kanya din siyempre silang mga grupo-grupo.
Oh, hindi naman lahat na scrambler queues yun.
Lang eh. So, nagtambayan pa sila dun sa mga restaurant sa Marilate.
Okay, I'll...
Pero may tanong ako, do you think off-road is for everyone?
No. Hell no. But there are varying degrees. Okay. So like I there's the off-road that sila Buck do wherein it's like 2 in the freaking morning, may bagyo and nasa bundok pa sila and hindi sila makababa.
Hindi rin ako ganun. Ayoko.
All right. And then there's the off-road na pag may nakita kang konting buhangin, pag medyo putik-putik, umulan,
tatawid. Okay na, masaya na.
Tatawid ka lang, and then, okay. Great. Pero hindi ka takot. Diba? Yung parang, kaya ng motor ko yan.
Correct.
So I have another question. These scrams are generally, except for maybe the Triumph, below 1 liter. And then you have these massive 8 adventure bikes, like the GS 1300, the GSAs, the Multistrada. We won't talk about the Tenere because I think that is obviously kind of the right sized bike for this kind of thing. But how would a smaller displacement scram compare to a 1250 GSA or a 1300 or a Multistrada? Pikes Peak.
Sige.
Parang mahirap sagutin. Eh. Ikaw muna, Mari.
Sige. Ganito yan. Depende. Sa ibang bansa, like sa Europe, malalaki mga tao. Sa US, middleweight bikes are sinukat para sa kanila. Tenere, standard size sa kanila yun. Eh. Pero when you go to Asia...
Eh, Hapon yung gumawa nun eh.
Eh, pero they sell it to European. If we look at our sa Asia naman, di ba? People are smaller, pero may pera. And they want to experience the same thing that they see on the internet, on the videos.
Si Maki, maliit na mayaman. Si Buck, matangkad na mahirap.
Si Gino, ganun din. Tsaka si... Anyway, so...
Pang Mark Song lang.
So, yung tanong mo, if we base it dito sa Pilipinas... may advantage yung smaller bikes kasi mas magaan. Tapos yung, syempre, hindi rin na, may mga matatangkad din naman tayong kaibigan. It depends on your preference na kung kaya mo yung mabigat at malaking bike, why not? Diba?
Kasi there are a lot of times na nasa trail ako or we and I'm on my before when I was on my GS and I would see like oh crap. Oh, tatayo muna ako papanoorin ko yung titingnan ko yung ano then mag-isip ako ano yung rota ko dito, ano yung line. And then there's gonna be like this family of five on a TMX or a Barako.
Skylab.
Titingin lang sa akin, punong-puno, and then tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk. So for the average rider, okay, so let's say someone me who has a little bit of off-road, not off-road, but a little bit of experience on like non-paved roads. And if I was gonna go on, like, yung ride niyo with Gino sa General na car, what would you think would be better for me? A scrambler na 800, 400 na Ducati or a GSA?
Ako tinatanong mo?
Yeah, yeah. Because alam mo yung rota eh. Ikaw, you've brought multiple types of bikes there.
GS, maganda.
GS. Oh. So GS pa rin talaga. Oh. Bakit?
Mababa yung center of gravity.
And then you've got the crash guards. It's actually harder to pick up a Ducati Scrambler pag nahulog compared to a GS because the engine placement and hindi naka fully back. Okay. If I'm gonna fall, mas mapapagod ako with the Ducati.
Also, mas madali ang maneuvering ng GS.
Why?
Mas maliit ang turning radius niya.
Is it the rake? Is it the...
Hindi ko alam. Di ako gulong, engineer. Eh.
Siguro yung gulong.
The telelever?
Lahat. Tingin ko.
The telelever technology.
Oh, tingin ko.
Alam mo parang dati, kung makikita mo kasi naman talaga ang GS, ang laki. So iniisip mo parang, shit, ang hirap yung gamitin yan.
Pero pag tumatakbo yun, ang gaan eh.
Most of the time, yun yung gamit ko sa training sa Germany.
Mm.
Sobrang dali niya gamitin.
Nakakalula yung laki niya eh. Pero ako na-realize ko rin, pag nag-GS ka, that willing kang tumba or, di ba? Kasi dinesign talaga siya, tingin ko ah, for adventure eh. Di ba? Matumba siya. Ganun talaga eh. Adventure bike yan eh. Di ba? So, tama, I agree na yung low center of gravity. Kasi nung tinatayo namin yung scram, bukang bigat ng scrambler kaming dalawa. GS, kaya niya mag-isa eh.
Kaya ko naman yung scrum. Nah. Ikaw yung di mo kaya.
Hindi ko kaya.
Alright. So, I think this is, you guys are the right people from your current experience in the last couple of months and from Buck, he's ridden all the off-road bikes and ngayon lang siya nag-scram na Ducati. But you did, again, use it in the Royal Enfield in the Himalayas. Japorms or performance? Ano yung scram sa inyo? Sa tingin nyo?
Ako both. Yun naman talaga eh. That's pwede. Why it's built. Diba? Hindi siya yung serious off-roader. Well, it can be a serious off-roader with a scram. Kung talagang a scrambler. Kung talagang sinetap mo siya na pang off-road talaga. Or it can also be a city bike that you can use every day with a little bit of off-road capabilities. Di ba? Kasi ako, for example, sa Mindanao din, pinahiram ako ni John D ng Scrambler 800 Night Shift. Yun yung Cafe Racer version. Dumaan din kami sa off-road. Kailangan ko siya itawid. So, kaya. Kaya naman.
Kaya, kaya.
So, para sa akin, para talaga, it's both talaga siya.
And this is Mackie's background is more street biased. Right, you're more of a street biased than okay. Now, Buck, ikaw, you've ridden all of the best off-road bikes. You've ridden them, big, small. What do you think, Japorms or performance?
Para sa akin, Japorms. But lagi ko ngang sinasabi,
pag may nagtatanong kung anong mas magandang motor bilhin, ganito, ganyan. Piliin nyo kung ano yung mas gusto nyo talaga, yung forma. Kasi doon kayo masaya eh.
Yep, yep.
Ano nga naman, piliin nyo yung pinakamagandang performance. Hindi naman kaya ng skill level nyo. Tapos, hindi mo rin naman gusto yung forma. Eh di parang pinahamak mo lang yung sarili mo.
Correct.
Unahin mo yung gusto mong kunin, then pwede mong pag-aralan kung paano siya gamitin.
Agree. Pero importante, you invest the time to learn, which is awesome what with those Ducati dudes, the scrambler, yes, the QC scrambler guys. They actually open your mind nila eh. Like, okay lang magasgas, okay lang mahulog, okay lang maano sa ilog yung beautiful Ducati scrambler ko. And they're leveling up. All right. On that note, thank you for joining. You heard it here. Scrambler bikes, Japorms, and performance.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.